In Chesapeake, Virginia, the defense at the murder trial of Lee Boyd Malvo is building its case by changing the focus. Defense lawyers have shifted the emphasis of the trial from Malvo to his alleged accomplice, convicted killer John Allen Muhammad. The defense has called many witnesses who have testified about Muhammad's character, his background, and his relationship with his children. But it's the testimony from Muhammad's relatives that may be the most powerful. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chesapeake.
Since they began presenting their case last week, Malvo's defense lawyers have often had to explain to the jury why this particular piece of evidence is important or how that testimony shows how Malvo was under Muhammad's spell. There are times when you almost have to squint to see the point the defense is trying to make. But Tuesday was different. The testimony of two witnesses likely did more to bolster Malvo's defense that he was indoctrinated by Muhammad than all the others combined. The first was by Carol Williams, Muhammad's first wife. They were married for 3 years and they kept in touch. Williams testified that she saw Muhammad during the summer of 2002 when he visited his and her family in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She said Muhammad was with Malvo at the time and introduced him as his son. Williams testified that during that visit, Malvo gave her 17-year-old niece a letter. In it, Malvo asked for help to get out of what he calls his situation. It isn't clear what situation he was referring to, and the jury was not allowed to hear any more of the letter. But Williams did say the note worried her enough that she and her sisters met to see if there was a way to try to help Malvo. Williams says they ran out of time because Malvo had already left town with Muhammad. The defense says it will question the niece on the stand today and hopes to get the text of that letter introduced into evidence. The other powerful defense witness was Lindbergh Williams, the 21-year-old son of Muhammad and Carol Williams, who was able to provide an insight into Muhammad's extraordinary powers of persuasion. Williams said his father is intelligent and has a big heart, but he said Muhammad is also manipulative and that if he sees a weakness in someone, he'll take advantage of it. Williams talked about when he was 11 years old and visited his father in Washington State. He said his father embedded ideas in his head that his mother was abusing and neglecting him, and that it took his mother 6 months to, quote, decode him when she was finally able to get her son back from Muhammad. Unusually, the prosecution wasn't able to poke holes in Williams' testimony as it has with the testimony of so many other defense witnesses. While his family may be willing to take the stand in Malvo's trial, it's unlikely Muhammad himself will. The defense has subpoenaed him, but has been told that Muhammad will invoke his Fifth Amendment right and stay quiet. Muhammad was handed the death sentence last week and still faces a number of appeals. And if he won't talk, the judge in Malvo's trial doesn't see the need to bring him into court. The defense is still trying to press its case that the jury should see Muhammad so it can get a sense of the difference in size between him and Malvo. Whether he shows up or not, Muhammad will likely continue to be a centerpiece at Malvo's trial. The defense plans to call mental health workers to the stand later this week, including experts in the field of indoctrination. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chesapeake, Virginia.